Welcome back, Game Time. 16 Short of the Zone, 16shortofthezone.com, and of course the 16 Short of the Zone mobile app. Nick Baugh with you, rocking and rolling here on a Tuesday. Reminder, almost 24 hours from now, we'll be doing the mailbag. Get your questions into George at 16shortofthezone.com. Anything you want to ask me, serious, silly, doesn't matter. Best email question is going to win. Gift certificate to Oscars. Get your win game right, your pizza game right. Make sure you get your questions in early, man. It's my therapy. Look forward to doing that every single week. Absolutely love it. So after giving Seattle a deadline to get a new deal done by April 15th, the two sides, Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, apparently spent all day and all night going back and forth and eventually settled on a massive deal for Russell Wilson to stay with Seattle. And Mr. Wilson is officially the highest paid player in the NFL. The deal is 4 years, $140 million, $107 million guaranteed with a $65 million signing bonus. And you know what? He's worth every single penny of that. I love Russell Wilson. I think he is the real deal. And if you're Seattle, this is the hard part that a lot of these, but the thing with Seattle is like, and you see this happen all the time with people, these franchises are in a tough spot with these quarterbacks because it's like, what are you going to do? Not pay Russell Wilson? And like, I mean, what are you going to do? But the reality is when you are paying someone that much money, it hamstrings you so much with your cap to be able to pay other guys to put around them that then that's a problem as well. You know what I mean? Like it's, you're a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation. It's because the reality of the NFL is go look at the list of the highest paid quarterbacks. It's a lot of guys that, you know, didn't make, like their teams didn't make a deep run or didn't make the playoffs. Like it's hard. It is hard. You know who's making a lot of noise right now? Either quarterbacks that restructure their deal to take less money, Tom Brady, or quarterbacks on rookie contracts, Patrick Mahomes, Mitch Trubisky, Jared Goff. Like that's what usually is the deal. But it's hard because you go, what are you going to do? You got to pay Russell Wilson because I think Russell Wilson is one of the five best quarterbacks in the NFL. There aren't five guys I'd rather have than Russell Wilson. And by the way, he sent out, did you see how he celebrated and kind of let the world know? He sent out a video of him in bed with Sierra. It's like okay. Russell Wilson, checkmate, my friend. You know what I mean? Like you just signed a contract worth $140 million and you're laying in bed with Sierra. It's like I grilled a steak at my house last night and my daughter didn't pee the bed. That's my, like, I will see your $140 million contract and in bed with Sierra, and I will say that my daughter didn't pee the bed last night. You tell me who's winning, okay?
Oh, Russell Wilson just won 2019.
I mean, he won. It's checkmate. Checkmate. What are you going to say? what are you supposed to say that? He's in bed with Sierra, like, all right, hey, what's up? You're like, oh, God. All right, well, you win, my friend. You win. Oh man. Yeah, he's winning, man.
You said he tweeted this?
Either Instagram or tweet. I saw the video via the Big Lead, but yeah, go check it out. Sierra's just cuddling up to him, and I'm like, man. By the way, I mean, I think you're with me on this. I've said it all the time. Sierra is greater than Beyonce. Don't at me. It's a fact.
Just in regards of like looks.
Looks.
Yeah.
The whole package, everything. All right,
you're saying everything.
I'm saying. I mean, music. Like Beyonce makes good music. Like when I rather have Beyonce, if I'm on a desert island and someone comes up in a speedboat and says, "Well, do you want Sierra's catalog of music or Beyonce's?" I'd be like, Give me Beyonce's.
Okay, okay.
But if they said, I got Beyonce or Sierra, you can only have one to come with you on a desert island, I would say Sierra.
That's where we're on the same page.
Okay.
Okay, we're good.
Okay, we're on the same page. Couple of things. Sierra greater than Beyonce, and then TLC greater than Destiny's Child. Okay? As long as we're just talking about manly things.
Yep, that's a good take.
Love me some TLC, man. Mm. Go put some TLC on and make and tell me your life doesn't get exponentially better in the next hour.
For real. For real.
But honestly, like, if you think about, and I sometimes, this is always hard to do when people talk about, like, you know, remember last week, George, the Athletic had that NBA poll of, like, if you could start your franchise around someone, who would it be? And, like, yep. That's always hard because you sit there and you kind of think to yourself, like, it's so hard to frame that from the standpoint of, like, how many years are we really working with here, you know?
Right.
Like, some people tell me, like, I'd rather have Giannis over Durant. You're like, would you? Would you really? I don't know if you would. I'd rather have Anthony Davis. I'd rather have Joel Embiid than Steph Curry. It's like, would you? Because I don't think you would. But if we're right now saying, like, a brand new franchise is starting called the Nick Baugh Loud Laughs. That's what it is, all right?
Right.
And they are located in Omaha. And we're talking about the next 5 to 6 years.
Yeah.
Who you going with?
I honestly would probably, I'd go KD. I think I'd go KD.
I'd maybe go KD as well, even though it's an anti-KD.
I'm with you. I'm like, it just pained me to say that.
That hurts.
But I think that would be the power.
Okay, what about quarterback then?
Oh.
I mean, you got Brady at some point is going to be like watching Matlock and like, getting ready for the game, like, has anyone seen my reading glasses? People are like, Tom, we need to end it, all right? At some point, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
At some point, the late games are going to be hard for Tom because he's going to want to take a nap.
Well, the Packer fan in me is just saying, if you don't say Aaron Rodgers, then Packer Nation is going to come for you. But I'll go,
I mean, you got Andrew Luck.
I'm going Aaron.
You got Rodgers. Oh, don't tell me you're playing. Hold on, let me turn up my headphones a little bit here. I mean, everybody acts like they don't like TLC until TLC comes on.
Right, exactly. And then, like, your head starts moving.
Good gosh. Take me to break with some TLC.